takes the mound, and they'll get off here on the right side for Garrett Stroh. Stroh in a little bit of trouble, gets it to Riley Reinertsen, and Reinertsen brings it across the timeline. Backdoor cut, making a catch. Stroh, reverse layup, good.
These Highway 30 neighbors tip it off tonight in their final conference game before next week's Lou Platt Conference Tournament. It's the Buffaloes and Eagles coming up next. But first, to the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Dudelai from Wood River right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Wood River High School. It's time for Classic Hit 98.9's continuing coverage of high school basketball. Tonight, a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader between the Wood River Eagles and the Gibbon Buffaloes. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday night of basketball. A lot of conference tournaments going on around the area. The Lou Platt and the Fort Kearney will begin their conference tournaments next week, and we'll tell you more about that as things progress. Girls games should be a good matchup. These two teams are always very competitive, and they're on the wrong side of 500, but the way this conference season has went, outside of, as most coaches have been telling me, outside of playing one of the top teams in Kearney Catholic, everybody seems to just be getting right after it and competitive with everybody. Anybody can beat anybody else on a given night, and that seems to be the case right now. Wood River, after beating Adams Central and Shelton, lost a double overtime game to Central City and let one get away on Tuesday night here at home against Ord, where they fell behind early and just couldn't get things going. But they have had a couple of nice wins out there. They've beaten Ravenna, as we said. They've beaten Centura. They have beaten Adams Central. But they are still looking to find some consistency because they've also lost to Loup City twice this season. And just about everybody else outside of Ord has had a winning record so far here this season. So it's not like Wood River has played a lack of competition. In fact, the other night they took on a Fillmore Central team that is currently one of the top teams in Class C1 at 17-1, and had that as a three-point game going into the fourth quarter before Fillmore Central pulled away. For Gibbon, they have just got done playing three very good ball clubs at Amherst, Centura, and Kearney Catholic, and they're looking to play someone with a little more similar record to what they have. Now, they've beaten Ord. Wood River's lost to Ord twice, so there's always just a few more similarities. They've beaten Loup City, and so some of the teams Wood River has beat and has beaten them, it's vice versa for Gibbon. So should be an interesting matchup tonight in the girls' game with the boys' game to follow. We'll take a timeout, come back, look at the starting lineups after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. It's time to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank of Kearney. Visitors tonight, the Gibbon Lady Buffs will go with number 5, a 5'7" junior, Harley Brown. Number 12 is a 5'7" junior, Emma Van Meter. Number 14 is a 5'3" senior, Melissa Baker. Number 23 is a 5'7" senior, Micah Stahl. And number 32, 5'3" senior, is Kate Baker. The head coach of the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes is Scott Rasmussen, assisted by Leon Stahl and Nikki One. They are 5-11 on the season. For the Wood River Lady Eagles, number 10 is a 5'3" junior, Kelsey Baugh. Number 12 is a 5'6" junior, Alexis Burkhardt. Number 22 is a 5'7" senior, Connor Fisher. Number 44, 5'9" senior, Kelly Bossert. She became the school's all-time leading scorer earlier this week. And finally, number 50 is a 5'9" senior, Kaylee Gill. The head coach of the Wood River Lady Eagles is Darren Parlin, assisted by Heather Ludwig and Keo Zerke. Wood River is 6-11 on the season. That's a look at the starting lineup, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show, and as we told you, the Lou Platt Conference Tournament begins next week. Let's take a look at those brackets, and first of all, on the girls' side, it will be Gibbon hosting St. Paul Monday night at 7 o'clock, and Wood River is the number 4 seed in the conference tournament, and they will host Adams Central Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. The Wood River Eagles are also hosting the semifinals and finals next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, which can all be heard here on Classic Hits. On the boys' side, Wood River will be at home on Monday night to take on Ord at 7 o'clock. The Gibbon boys have probably the toughest first-round matchup as they are the 5 seed. They'll go to Donovan Trumbull next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. So that is a look at your conference tournament brackets involving these teams for next week. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or New Tech Seed near you. We're about ready to tip it off between Gibbon and Wood River for tonight's Lou Platt Conference doubleheader right after this timeout on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. And don't forget, you can also hear the games on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. Also on 1230 AM KHAS and FlatRiverPreps.com. Tonight, the Hastings St. Cecilia girls are taking on Columbus SCOTUS in the Centennial Conference semifinals in Lincoln. Mike Will has the call there. Again, a reminder, any game that is on the radio is on FlatRiverPreps.com, as well as the podcast put up right after the ball game, and they are free of charge. And the games that you hear here on Classic Hits, and with my voice most of the time, there's also a great selection of free photos that you can pull down from PlatteRiverPreps.com the following morning. The home white for the Eagles from right to left, the traveling blue for Gibbon from left to right. We're ready to get it underway as Bossert will jump it up against Harley Brown to start our ball game. And the opening tip will be controlled by Gibbon, and we are underway. Wood River comes out in a man-to-man defense, and on the right wing with it will be Melissa Baker. Both teams have had trouble scoring lately. Shot percentage very low. So let's see if either team can get off to a good start here. Baker looks at the 15-footer, has a hand at her face, so gives it off to Micah Stahl. Back to Emma Van Meter out top, and they'll go through the offense again here. One time through, didn't get a shot. It is going to be Melissa Baker with the top of the circle. Baugh giving her distance, so she'll fire the three. It is off the mark. Long rebound is pulled down by Bossert after it went off a toe right back to her. So Wood River with their first possession, getting free down low for the short jumper is Burkhart, and Alexis will put it up and in. So on the first possession, Gibbon lost one of their players and lost possession of the basketball. And here they will turn it over on the inbound. So Wood River will get it underneath their own hoop. 2-0. Wood River with the lead on their opening possession, and Gibbon comes out to play zone. Wood River skip pass all the way from Fisher to Burkhart, back up to the point guard, Baugh, back to Burkhart, comes down to the baseline, has her shot partially blocked in there by Brown, and it is going to be picked up and then thrown away. Gibbon had it, they throw it away, Bossert right underneath the hoop, lays it up and in. So 4-0, Wood River with the lead and a couple of early turnovers here for the Gibbon Lady Buffs. Wood River tries to put on the zone press, Gibbon throws over the top of it and gets it into the hands there of Kate Baker. Hands it off to Emma Van Meter. On the left wing to Brown. Brown drives the baseline, and as she heads to the hoop, a foul going to be called, and two free throws coming up. Girls are going to have to, and guys for that fact, are going to have to be careful tonight. Probably see a lot of fouls called. And the foul, the first one of the game, is going to go on Alexis Burkhart. At the line to shoot two will be Harley Brown, looking to get the first point of the game on the board here for Gibbon. And the free throw is no good. Second one coming up. And this one rolls in. So Brown gets one of two, and Gibbon is on the board. 4-1 in favor of Wood River. 6:30 to go here in the first quarter. We're just underway. Ball at the top of the circle, Kelsey Baugh. Gibbon now playing man-to-man defense. They just played zone on the out-of-bounds play earlier. Baugh tries to get it down to the low block to Fisher. Fisher forces up the jumper. It's no good. Brown comes out of there with a basketball. Quickly gets it to Melissa Baker. And Gibbon just having trouble handling the basketball right now as it's deflected out of their hands and out-of-bounds. And again, Gibbon is not a tall basketball team. Their tallest player is 5'7", so when a team puts pressure on them in the backcourt, they can't throw over the top of them and makes it really tough. They've got some okay ball handlers, but you put a couple of taller kids on the point guard, and that spells trouble usually for Gibbon. Harley Brown on the right wing forces it up top here. Both teams going man-to-man, going for the steal. Baugh gets the steal. One-on-one to the other end. Now one-on-two. She'll have to pull it out. Swings it over to the right wing. Fisher down to the low block. There's Bossert. She's fouled as she puts it up and in. Kelly Bossert a chance for a three-point play. Wood River up 6-1 of the foul called on Brown. First foul of the game on Gibbon. And Bossert now a chance to get her fifth point here early on. The all-time leading scorer in Wood River history, which she was able to get earlier this week. The free throw too strong, and Brown will pull down another rebound here for Gibbon. Immediately on her is Connor Fisher. She's 1 foot away from the baseline, and they're going to end up throwing the ball away. Fourth turnover forgiven in the first 2.5 minutes. Goes out of bounds to Wood River. Plenty of other basketball going on tonight. Lexington's over at Adams Central. Sandy Creek Sutton, one of the state's big rivalries, going on tonight as well. Here's a three-pointer on the inbounds pass. It's going to be no good by Burkhardt. Offensive rebound, Fisher. She'll put it up. It's no good. Gibbon falls down trying to get the rebound, so it is picked up there by Kaylee Gill. Gill back over the left wing. Driving is Burkhardt up top to Baugh. Fakes the three, gets around her defender. Bounce pass into the corner, but no shot for Fisher. Back up top on a reset here. Find Fisher on the baseline. Gets it to Gill. 6-1 Wood River. Wood River throws the ball away. That'll be their first turnover. Trying to get it to Baugh. Just threw it right behind her. And Gibbon will get the ball just on the backside of half court. And checking in, Hannah Cutaback here for Gibbon. And on the other end, Wood River will counter with Julia Rojas. 6-1, 3 minutes in. Wood River with the lead. And Gibbon looking for their first field goal. Across the timeline, Van Meter gives it off to Baker. Baker from one to the other, Melissa and Kate back out to Kate for the three, and she'll knock it down. Kate Baker gets the first field goal of the game here for Gibbon. Cuts the lead to 2-6-4. As Wood River brings it into the front court, left wing. That's Burkhardt, guarded up front there by Melissa Baker. Lobs it down low, Bossert. Spin move on the block from 7. It's too strong. Rebound brought down by Emma Van Meter. Van Meter gets it on the left wing to Brown. A little contact, almost fell down. The ball gets punched out of bounds by Wood River. And the Buffaloes will take it out at midcourt. Inbounds pass comes to Emma Van Meter. Van Meter open, drives, pulls up from 18, lets it fly. No good, long rebound. A couple of Eagles fight for it. It's grabbed there by Fisher, who immediately gets it into the hands of Burkhardt. Into the front court, she comes with a left-hand dribble down to Rojas. It's deflected out of her hands and out of bounds. Good defensive play there by Harley Brown. Tomorrow night here on Classic Hits, it is supposed to be, according to the rankings, a dandy. It's a boys-only game. Kearney Catholic McCook, as the inbounds pass comes to the corner, Fisher. She'll put up the three. No good. Rebound by number three of Gibbon. Cutaback knocked out of her hands. It'll still be Gibbon basketball. But tomorrow night, special 6:30 boys-only tip-off. Class B, number one McCook at undefeated and second-ranked team in C1, Kearney Catholic. Gibbon breaks the press here across the timeline, Baker, but she stops on the right wing instead of attacking, and that allows the Eagles to get back and set up. Gibbon rotating around the top of the circle. It's Baker with the top of the circle. Melissa for three, and she'll hit it. So Kate hits one, Melissa hits one, just like that. Gibbon has scored six in a row to take the 7-6 lead. 3:45 to go here in the first quarter. Baugh dribbling out around center court. Swings it over the right wing to Burkhardt, to Fisher. Fisher dribbles it off her leg and out of bounds. Checking in now for Wood River will be Caitlin Herman, and we're going to get our first timeout of the ball game. 30-second timeout here by Wood River. 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Gibbon 7, Wood River 6 on Classic Hits.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Just a 30-second timeout there for the Wood River Lady Eagles. Our timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars pizza available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and a high school concession stand near you. Out of the timeout, the teams nearly exchanged turnovers, but Wood River will grab the loose ball as Gibbon tried to make the long outlet pass and could not make the connection. So the Eagles with the ball down by one here. As Baugh gives it back up top, trying to spread the floor, get some alleys into the corner, a three-pointer on the way. It's drained. Caitlin Herman's first shot of the game is a three-pointer that connects, and Wood River back on top, 9-7. They steal the pass, and then Bossert missed the layup, and the ball is run down in the corner by Gibbon and Baker. Kate with her first rebound. Still in the backcourt. Kate Gets it across the timeline. Nice pass to Cutterback underneath for the layup. Gibbon misses the layup. Each team misses one. And then we get a jump ball, and the arrow will point the way of Wood River. Julia Rojas forcing the tie-up. Gibbon content to drop back, play half-court defense. Pick him up man-to-man. Wood River always likes to put a little pressure on in the backcourt with his own trap. 9-7, Wood River by 2. 2.5 to go here in the first quarter of play. Baugh swings it over on the left wing to Alexis Burkhart. Back up top to Herman. Herman drops it to Baugh. Down low, Bossert. Spin move, well defended. Puts the jumper up, no good. Got her own rebound, and she'll be fouled on the second attempt. And two free throws coming up. Bossert, who missed her only free throw attempts, has two buckets in the contest. Foul called on Harley Brown. She has both fouls called on Gibbon. Pretty quiet here in the gymnasium as the free throw is up and it is in. Makes it 10-7. And on the other end, Brown is going to check out. And Micah Stahl will re-enter here for Gibbon. Second free throw now for Kelly Bossert. And that one's on the way, and it is good. So Bossert hits them both. She's got 6. And Fisher comes in. Burkhart checks out. Fisher, Bossert, Herman, Baugh, and Rojas on the floor for Wood River. Gibbon with the ball. And they have it stolen away on the inbounds pass again. And then Wood River takes an extra step and travels. But Gibbon's got to do a better job getting the ball inbounds here. They're looking at one gal, no ball fakes, just trying to get them off the screen, and the screen's not working, and Wood River has stepped in front 2 or 3 times and made the steal. But now, Gibbon, 2 passes, break the press, but as soon as they get across the timeline, they stop with the basketball and set up the half court. With it up top, Baker. Left-hand dribble to the elbow, drops it down to Van Meter. Van Meter dribbles from the left corner all the way out to the right wing and gives it off to Stahl. 3-pointer top of the key is no good. Tracking down the loose ball, it's just going to flat out go out of bounds in the far corner and belong to Wood River. And coming back in, Kaylee Gill and Rojas out. We told you who was on the floor for Wood River. For Gibbon, down low, you've got Cutterback and Stahl. Up top, the Bakers and Van Meter. 11-7 Wood River. Fisher open in the corner, decides not to take the shot. Swinging across to Herman. Down the low block to Gill. Good quick ball movement here by Wood River, but maybe too quick. Sometimes it's too quick. They don't look for the shot, but they get Bossert on the low block. Turnaround jumper over Stahl. Hit it. Well defended. Kelly Bossert now has 8 points here in the first quarter, and that's 7 in a row by the Eagles. They're up 13-7. Gibbon breaks the pressure. Micah Stahl leaves it off the wing. Baker, quick shot of the wing, and from 17, it's no good. Baugh gets the rebound, and running up her back will be Cutterback. Her first foul, the team's 3rd. So it's been a little game of mini runs here. It was 6-1 Wood River. Gibbon hit back-to-back 3s to go up 7-6, and now 7 in a row by the Eagles. Baugh out, and Burkhart will check back in. So both teams substituting, but not going really deep on the bench. One girl or two girls will come in, and they'll just kind of continue that rotation, playing about 7 here. In the left-hand corner for Wood River, Herman. Up top to Fisher, swings it to the weak side, and that's Burkhart. High post, Gill. Rotate it left side, Burkhart against the man-to-man. Here's Fisher, drops it into the corner to Burkhart. Alexis for 3, it's good. Alexis Burkhart with the second 3-pointer for Wood River, and now they're up 16-7. Scoring the last 10 points. Gibbon needs a bucket here with 40 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Right-hand corner with it is Stahl. Bossert comes all the way outside the arc, now follows her all the way out to midcourt. Pick set by Cutterback. Pass off on the left wing to Van Meter. Van Meter to the high post, stops and hands it there to Melissa Baker, who backs it up. Gibbon stays wide, and right with him is Wood River. Now a long 3 on the way. Rolls out no good. Cutterback had the rebound for a moment, then it hit Bossert on the hip, and they turn the ball back over to Kaylee Gill. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Wood River in the front court looking for that last shot. Into the corner to Herman. 2 seconds, 1 second. Bossert turnaround jumper from 10. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Wood River scores the final 10 points here at home in the opening quarter. It's Wood River 16, Gibbon 7 on Classic Hits.
can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
It's March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney. All month long, stop by and fill out your brackets for free and then earn points. Trade those points in for multiple prizes. Also during March Madness, participate in the Madness Pick'em Championship game and have a chance to win the grand prize. Don't forget they have the coldest beers in town and plenty of TVs to watch every single game. NCAA Tournament, March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, Kearney.
Welcome back to Wood River. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks. At the end of one quarter play, it is 16-7. Wood River leading Gibbon here in the girls' game. And turnovers, Gibbon 6, Wood River 4 in the first quarter. Three-point shooting, each team hit a couple. But no two-point buckets for Gibbon in that first quarter. They hit a couple of threes, and Kelly Bossert leads the way with 8 points for Wood River. Gibbon will get the ball to start the second quarter. Try and get some offense going, trailing 16-7. As Melissa Baker has it to the high post. To Brown, back to Baker. Guarded the man-to-man here by Baugh. Hands it off to Kate. Playing just a little weave and getting farther away from the hoop with each pass. They're going with that three-player weave, trying to rub off a screen, but each pass puts him closer to half court. And with it up top is Melissa Baker. Lobs it to the left-hand wing to Emma Van Meter. Back out to Stahl. And we've got a hand check foul out top. Kelsey Baugh will pick up her first foul, only the second foul on Wood River. And Gibbon will inbound it on the far side. Our conference tournament action begins on Monday. We will be in Amherst for girls' quarterfinals in the Fort Kearney. Tuesday, boys' quarterfinals from Elm Creek. Right now, the basketball belongs to the Gibbon Buffaloes. Dribbling to the right wing is Baker. Has the ball knocked away. Stolen by Fisher, up the floor, driving in with the layup and being fouled is Alexis Burkhardt, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. She'll be just the second player to go to the line here as the foul is on Micah Stahl. Bossert was 2 of 3 at the line in the first quarter for Wood River, and Brown was 1 of 2 for Gibbon. That's been it so far as the free throw skips out for Burkhardt. No good. 5 points in the first quarter for Alexis. And a second free throw on the way, and that one clanks off the iron, no good. Batted out of bounds by Bossert. It will belong to Gibbon. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, Wood River, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. As again, Gibbon tries to break the press, they pick up the loose ball and get it up to Micah Stahl. She's double-teamed in the front court, tries to get it to Baker, and it gets away from her, and out of bounds it goes. Eighth turnover for Gibbon. Twice as many right now as Wood River. And Eagles to pull it in. Looking to add to their lead. They've scored 10 in a row to go up 16-7. No score in the first minute here in the second quarter. Fisher, left-hand corner. Goes back up top to Burkhardt. Tries to dump it inside to Bossert. Double team. Loses her dribble. Needs some help. Swings it out to Baugh on the right wing. Skip pass over the top. Left side to Fisher. Now underneath, Baugh got free. Short jumper from four. It's up and in. Nice pass from Burkhardt to Baugh. And Kelsey with her first bucket of the ball game. 18-7 Wood River. Into the front court, Gibbon. Top of the circle, Van Meter. Underneath, Baker was there and just getting a fingertip on the pass is Burkhardt to deflect it out of bounds. And Gibbon will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Harlan Brown to throw it in. Brown dumps it into the corner, tries to post right back up. Stahl drives the baseline, cut off there by Bossert. Swing it back out wide to Baker. Kate with it, gives it off to Stahl. Ball batted away, picked up there by Melissa Baker to Van Meter. Can't get a shot away right now. Finally trying to fire it inside. There's a double team, and they can't grab the ball. The steal is made, and the Eagles head up the floor. Gibbon does get back defensively here. Sets up, and they're man-to-man. up top with it is going to be Baugh. Dribbles to the right, penetration, kicks it off. Now back up top for the jumper by Bossert, no good. Rebound comes down to Van Meter, pushes it up the floor right side. Two on one, goes backside to Baker. The jumper is no good. Offensive rebound, Van Meter. It's up, no good. Second time she gets it, kicks it out for a long three. Stall all the way down and out, no good. And another rebound by Gibbon, this time Kate Baker. Plenty of opportunities. Gibbon's got to find a way to get that ball through the cylinder. And around midcourt, Bossert comes over the back trying to make a steal. First foul on Kelly. Third foul on Wood River. Evening. Almost evening. There's been four called on Gibbon. And cutback comes in for Gibbon. Also checking in for the Buffaloes will be Michaela Walker, a 5'6 sophomore. Stahl, Emma Van Meter, and Kate Baker stay on the floor. Cutback to the top of the circle, back to the basket. Turns and hands it off to Walker, who gives it right back to Stahl. Again, going into that high 1-4 weave, and Boss steals it away. She's ahead of the pack, goes in for the layup, missed the layup, and the rebound brought down by Gibbon. Walker has it, and as Walker tries to get up the floor, we've got a reach-in foul call. And it's going to go on Connor Fisher. That'll be her first. Now the fouls are even at four apiece. 18-7, Wood River. 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And only one bucket so far in the second quarter as Van Meter casts up the 17-footer too strong. Rebound by Cutterback in the lane. She'll put it up too strong. And Gill grabs the loose ball for Wood River. Up the floor, two on one. Fisher's alone. Missed the layup. Two layups that have been left out. And the rebound brought down by Emma Van Meter. She wants to run up the floor to Cutterback. Cutterback in and out at the other end. Once again, check the ball. It doesn't want to go in. Gill with the rebound. And Wood River runs to their offensive zone. 18-7 Eagles. 4:20 to go here in quarter number two. Baugh swings it into the right-hand corner. To Fisher. Back out to Baugh. Down to the left baseline, Connor Fisher. Uncontested, just dribbles, now gets rid of it to Baugh, looking for that back cutter. But with Bossert on the bench, they've got to look somewhere else inside. Also in there right now for Wood River is Maddie Luer. Nothing inside for Wood River. Try to dump it into the corner to Fisher. Connor gets it into Luer, and there's a little reach-in foul on number 12, Emma Van Meter, her first. And checking back in will be Nisha Altman for Gibbon, and for Wood River, it will be Rojas and Herman. Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. Doug Duda with you here on this Thursday night of high school hoops, Luplat Conference style, on Classic Hits. Baugh to throw it in, nothing inside, so chucks it up top to Maddie Luer, who immediately gets rid of it on the right wing to Fisher, to Burkhart. Back out to the right wing, Baugh. Baugh, skip pass left wing. Here's a three-pointer, Caitlin Herman. It's good. The last three threes that Wood River has taken, they have made, and a steal again on the press, and thrown right away. Discussion, was it touched? No. So Wood River gave it right back. They stole it at half court, tried to fire it right back underneath the hoop, and just too tall for her teammate. Five turnovers for Wood River. That's the first of the quarter, though. And Gibbon throws the ball up for grabs. Somehow it comes back to Cutterback. Cutterback takes it in against Rojas, and her bounce pass, oh, stolen away by Herman, whose ankle turned, and she lost the basketball. So no real change of possession there. But Caitlin Herman, it looked like she might have hurt her ankle, but she's okay, as it just gave out on her when she went for the steal. And Gibbon wants to call a timeout. It's just a 30 here for Coach Scott Rasmussen. They need to find a way to get something going. With 3:20 to go here in the second quarter, it's 21-7 Wood River. We'll be right back.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
As always, want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Jerry Dunn and the many fine officials for allowing us to bring you high school sports here tonight from Wood River. 21-7 in our girls' game. Wood River has actually scored 15 in a row. And Gibbon looking for their first points of the second quarter. We're at the 3:20 mark. And on the inbounds pass, they bring it all the way out towards midcourt. Get into that weave again. Van Meter with a basketball. Lobs it to the left-hand corner to Oltman. Nisha tries to drive the baseline to Baker. Baker is fouled by Maddie Luer. First foul on Luer. Fifth team foul on Wood River. And Gibbon to throw it in on their own baseline. They'll stack everyone up high at the free throw line and break from there. Look for the backdoor cut. They get it to Van Meter. And she dribbles it back out top to Walker. Down low to Altman. Everything outside the arc right now for Gibbon. Baker drives in. Nowhere to go for Kate. Cut off by Luer. And a 3-second count going to be called here on Gibbon. Their 12th turnover so far in the first half. And don't forget, at halftime, we'll bring you the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Run down the first half stats of our girls' game. Preview the boys' game. And again, we'll run down those full brackets for next week's Blue Black Conference tournament. Wood River ball in the front court here. They haven't exactly done a lot here in the second quarter either. Wood River has 5 points and Gibbon has none. And we're already down to 2:44 to go here in the second quarter. Inbounds pass to Connor Fisher. Swings it over on the right wing to Herman. Down the low block, Bossert. She's double-teamed and has it ripped away by Altman. Second turnover of the quarter for Wood River. And Walker brings the ball up the floor here for Gibbon. Fires it across the timeline to Van Meter. Over to Walker for the three. Hits the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Cuttaback. She throws it up, no good. And coming out of there with it will be Herman. Caitlin with her first rebound. Gives it off to Fisher down the middle of the floor. Quickly down on the low block to Bossert. Double-teamed. Has to get rid of it. Herman fakes the three. Hand in her face. Lob it back down to Bossert, who kicks it out to Luer. Maddie for three. That one is off the mark. And Cuttaback pulls down the loose ball. Her fourth rebound here for Gibbon. 2 minutes to go in the first half, 21-7. Wood River leads it by 14. Gibbon needing a bucket. Need to find some offense here. Baker with the ball up top. And Gibbon fires an 18-footer. It's no good. Two players come down with the basketball. And the arrow points the way of Wood River as Altman and Rojas were tied up. Back into the ball game is Baugh and Burkhart for Wood River and Stahl for Gibbon. Again, tomorrow night, boys only, undefeated Kearney Catholic, Class B top-ranked McCook at Cope Gymnasium in Kearney, 6:30 tip-off. We'll have the Kearney High doubleheader at Norfolk Saturday on ESPN 1460 beginning at 6 o'clock. As Wood River tries to throw over the top of the Gibbon defense here, and they throw it into the scorer's table. Seventh turnover here for the Eagles. Gibbon basketball, trying to avoid being shut out here in the second quarter. With it Stahl up top. Down to the low block, they find Altman. Underneath Cuttaback, can't handle the pass, and Gibbon turns it over. Wood River gets away with one there. Outlet pass, Baugh, 2-on-2. Baugh pulls it back out, hits the trailer, Fisher. Fisher down to the low block, 1-on-1 with Bossert. Back up top to Kelsey, who goes reverse side. Fisher, nice drive and dish to Bossert, who hits the runner. Beautiful pass by Connor Fisher. She drew the double team and was able to find Kelly Bossert for her 10th point of the basketball game. Now it's stolen away with pressure. Bossert puts it up, and a late offensive foul on Kelly Bossert. One of the Gibbon girls fell down, and then after she made the bucket, they called a push-off. So Coach Darren Parlow wants to have a word with the official here. That'll be the second foul on Bossert with 48 seconds to go here in quarter number two. 23-7, Wood River in command, and it's travel trying to break the press on Gibbon. So after all that, Wood River gets the ball right back. Bossert's going to come out with those two fouls, but the way the game's going, that's not going to be a factor as they're up by 16. A lot different game than we thought we would see. And Wood River in command here. Again, they were down 7-6 midway through the first quarter, and Gibbon hasn't scored in 11-plus minutes. Left wing Fisher back to Baugh, has the three, fires it. Kelsey's off the heel, no good. Long rebound goes into the crowd, trying to get around Harley Brown and save it. There was Burkhart, but ran out of real estate. 22 seconds to go here before the half, and Gibbon will get it in to Melissa Baker. Guarded by Baugh. Baker will bring it across the midcourt stripe. Her pass deflected out of bounds. 13 seconds. But now Gibbon has it in the front court. And throwing in will be Harley Brown. Brown finds Baker right in front of the scorer's table. Melissa goes to the left wing. Altman. Altman gets it down low. Cutterback has a shot from six, but it's too strong. Rebound brought down by Burkhart. Long outlet pass to Baugh. Her 17-footer at the horn. No good off the rim. And that is the end of the first half of play. Nothing special. Wood River is scoring a little bit better, but Gibbon just flat out in, shut out in quarter number two. And the sure score is 20-7. River Lady Eagles leading Gibbon here at the half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. So stay with us on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. Halftime of our girls' game, and it is Wood River 23 and Gibbon 7. Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connects, and find them in your local yellow pages. A lot of conference tournament action coming up next week. Let's run down the brackets in case you haven't had a chance to see them and let you know that the play-in games are on Monday. Let us start with the girls' bracket. Monday, 7 o'clock, Gibbon will be at home to take on St. Paul, and Donovan Trumbull will travel to Ord. Then in Tuesday's quarterfinals, the top half of the bracket, Kearney Catholic will host the Ord-Donovan Trumbull winner at 6:15. And also on Tuesday, Wood River will host Adams Central at 7. Bottom half of the bracket, Ravenna will host the Loup City girls Tuesday at 6:15, and Centura will host the Gibbon St. Paul winner Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. The semifinals are next Friday here at Wood River, and the championships are on Saturday. The boys' Loup Platte Conference bracket looks like this. On Monday at 7 o'clock, Centura is at St. Paul, and Wood River will host a Ord team that they just beat by 2 in overtime here on Tuesday night, so that should be an interesting rematch next Monday. The Tuesday boys' quarterfinals of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament, Kearney Catholic, the number one seed, will host the St. Paul Centura winner at 8, while Gibbon travels to Donovan Trumbull Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. In the bottom half of the bracket, Ravenna will host Loup City's boys, that's a girl-boy doubleheader, at 8 o'clock, while Adams Central will host the Wood River Ord winner Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. The semifinals are 1 week from tonight, next Thursday here in Wood River, and the finals, of course, on Saturday. You'll be able to hear all the action next week in the semifinals and finals here on Classic Hits 98.9. We will also have the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Their semifinals and finals next week at the Viero Event Center in Kearney can be heard on ESPN 1460 and 1550. They actually get underway with play-in games tomorrow. It'll be Saturday, Elm Creek, Overton, and Pleasanton-Wilcox-Hildreth on the girls' side, Pleasanton-Eustace Farnham, and Loomis SEM on the boys' side. Halftime here, it's 23-7, Wood River Lady Eagles leading Gibbon. We'll look at some numbers and preview the boys' game right after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Our boys game will be coming up next, and the bottom line of this one is everybody in the conference and everybody that given plays has to find a way to slow down maybe the best player in the area, and that's Riley Reinertsen. The 6'3 junior leads the way for Gibbon. He can score you 22, 25, 28 points if he needs to, but he is also an outstanding defender, handles the ball, assists, setting screens. There's so many people that are worried about him that he does a good job of finding a way to get everybody else open. And that's just flat out where Gibbon needs to be. For Wood River, only one senior on the roster, A.B. Rojas, so they're still a pretty young ball club. I mean, Gibbon only has a couple of seniors in Schuster and Benfeld, so a couple of teams that are building towards the future, but Gibbon 11-3 and Wood River 6-11 on the boys' side. That game coming up next here on Classic Hits. Right now, let's take a look at the first half stats of our girls' game, starting with Gibbon. Hannah Cutterback has 4 rebounds. Harley Brown, 1 point, 2 rebounds and a blocked shot. Emma Van Meter has 5 rebounds. Nisha Altman, a rebound. Melissa Baker has hit a 3-pointer. Kate Baker has hit a 3-pointer, 2 rebounds, and Michaela Walker, 1 rebound. Gibbon had 7 points in the first quarter. They were shut out in the second quarter. 7 points, 15 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 2 of 7 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, 15 turnovers. The only player with 2 fouls is Harley Brown. We'll look at the first half numbers for Wood River right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a look at the numbers now for the Wood River Lady Eagles. Kelsey Baugh has 2 points and 1 rebound. Alexis Burkhart, 5 points and a rebound. Caitlin Herman, 3 points and a rebound. Connor Fisher, 2 rebounds. Julia Rojas, 2 rebounds. Kaylee Gill, 4 rebounds. And leading the way for the Eagles is Kelly Bossert with 10 points and 2 rebounds. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first quarter and 0 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first, 1 of 3 in the second. Turnovers for Wood River, 4 in the first quarter and 3 in the second quarter. Foul situation, Bossert is the only player with 2. Wood River had 16 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second, and at the half, 23 points, 13 rebounds, 2 out of 5 at the free throw line, 3 of 7 from 3-point land, and 7 turnovers. At the half, 6-11 Wood River leads 5-11 Gibbon by a score of 23-7. And for Wood River and Gibbon, this is their final game before next week's conference tournament. After the conference tournament, Wood River has Central Catholic, Minden, and Donovan Trumbull. Gibbon has Cozad and Fillmore Central. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. 23-7 Wood River at the half. We'll bring you second half action right after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Wood River, where Gibbon will get the ball to start the third quarter of play, try and find some offense as they went nearly 11-plus minutes without scoring to end the first half, thus finding themselves down by a score of 23-7. As we scan the floor, it looks like the same five starters out there for Gibbon, both the Bakers, Micah Stahl, Emma Van Meter, and Harley Brown. Stahl will have it at the high post, give it off to Baker. Melissa goes on the right wing to Brown. Brown, couple of dribbles, kicks it into the baseline, and dribbling out of there again, Kate Baker. Baker now comes into the paint, gives it off to Stahl, taking it right at Bossert, throws it back out top to Van Meter. Van Meter, one dribble, back out Baker. Here comes Kate into the paint. She tries to put her head down, has the ball deflected away, and the steal is made. Bossert up ahead to Burkhart. Ball loose. We're going to get a jump, and the arrow's going to go the way of Wood River, so they'll maintain possession. First, it looked like a foul was going to be called, but then both hands went up, and Wood River will get it underneath their own hoop. Kelsey Baugh to throw it in. Same five starters, Baugh, Burkhart, Fisher, Bossert, and Gill. And a three in the corner by Kelsey Baugh off the inbound is no good. Gill with the offensive putback, and it is good. Kaylee with her first bucket of the ball game. 25-7, and then on the fast break, against the pressure, the ball is underthrown, and Bossert will steal it away. Not much going right tonight for Gibbon. Burkhart gets it to Bossert, left elbow, dumps it out of the corner to Fisher. Weak side, they get it back to Burkhart, tries to lob it down to Fisher, and the ball deflected away by Stahl, and the steal is made by the Buffaloes. Brown trots it up the floor, goes to Stahl at the high post, head and shoulder fake on Bossert, can't shake her in the man-to-man. Back over to Baker, into the corner, trying to drive all the way down the baseline, then leaving it off for the jumper that goes in and out, no good for Van Meter, and the rebound brought down by Bossert, her third. Brown tried to set something up there, but they just can't score right now. At the other end, the jumper is in for Alexis Burkhart. 7 points for Alexis, 27-7, and this one really getting away from Gibbon just because they can't get any buckets, and they try to change that again. It's in and out for Van Meter. She hustles in, though, to get her own rebound. She is double-teamed and kicks it out for the jumper. That is good by Baker. And that's the first bucket in about 13 minutes for Gibbon, 27-9. Bossert drives at the other end, puts up the runner, no good, and Brown will get her third rebound. Harley across the timeline, fires it into the corner to Baker, back to Brown, back out to Baker for three, off the front of the iron that time for Kate. Rebound pulled down by Stahl, puts it up no good, and then a foul as Bossert grabs the rebound. Rojas now re-enters for Wood River. The foul called on Gibbons, Melissa Baker. That is the first foul on either team here in the half. 27-9 Wood River, 5:40 to go in the third quarter of play. As Baugh dribbles it across the timeline. Kicks it back out to Bossert. Free throw line jumper, and it's good. A dozen points now for Kelly in the ball game. 29-9 as Gibbon breaks the pressure here. Baker slows up. And now a wide open three for Melissa Baker. It's off the iron, no good. Follows her own miss, got the rebound, and dribbles it back out top to reset the offense. Lob it into Stahl. Back out on the three-point arc to Brown. Brown to the free throw line. Puts the jumper up, no good. Van Meter with the offensive rebound, and good. And a timeout going to be called here by Wood River with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter of play. It is Wood River 29 and Gibbon 11. Timeout Wood River. We'll be right back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Coach Darren Parlin, seeing something that he wanted to tweak, calls a 30-second timeout, and now Gibbons going to put on some pressure in the backcourt here. Fisher throws over the top of it to Kelsey Baugh. Baugh up the floor, 2-on-3. Numbers aren't there, so she'll hit it back out to the trailer, Fisher. And they'll set the offense up into the corner to Ball. Left-hand side. Dribbles the ball back out between the circles. Rojas trying to post up down low on Van Meter. They go the other way to Fisher. Looking for Bossert. Now there's the back cut through the hands of Burkhart. And out of bounds. Wood River with their second turnover of the half and ninth of the ball game. Boys game will follow. So keep it here on Classic Hits. As Gibbon tosses it in. Stahl right back over to Brown, and into the front court they go to Melissa Baker. Baker back up top. Stahl right side open as Kate decides not to take the 12-footer, then dribbles into pressure. The ball deflected, but Stahl will grab it. And Gibbon avoids the turnover for the moment. Here comes Melissa Baker in. Ball knocked away. And out of bounds. It will stay with Gibbon. And checking in now for Wood River will be Caitlin Herman. Throwing it in, Harley Brown. Gibbon boxes the lane. They got it wide open for the jumper, but Van Meter couldn't get it to go. Then trying to get her own rebound, she's going to commit the foul. And Wood River will get the basketball here on the second foul from Emma Van Meter. Second foul of the half here on Gibbon. 29-11, Wood River. 4:15 to go in quarter number three. Wood River will toss the ball in against the pressure to Ball. Long outlet pass, 2-on-1 at the other end. Herman finds Rojas, and Rojas point-blank two-footer. Two free throws coming up. A foul on Harley Brown, and that will be her third. And Julia Rojas will go to the line, shooting her first free throws of the game, looking for her first points of the evening. With 4:10 to go here in the third quarter, and Rojas will put it up and off the iron, no good. Checking in, Maddie Luer. And Bossert will come out with a breather. She has a game-high 12 points. Second free throw now for Rojas. On the way, and it is good. So Julia gets one of two. 30-11, Wood River. They put the pressure onto the backcourt. Van Meter gets it to Stahl. They break the press up ahead to Brown. Back out Baker. Three-pointer for Melissa. Off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Herman. And up the floor comes Wood River. Fast break on the run. Burkhart puts the runner up. Too strong. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Gibbon. A little too much sprinting that time by Burkhart, and laid it up just a tad too strong. Buffalo basketball. And with it is Brown. Up ahead to Baker. Intended for Brown. She thought it was for somebody else. It goes right over her head, and Wood River says thank you very much. Baugh, top of the key. They leave her alone. Fires a three. Hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Kate Baker. Baker pushes it up the left side. Baugh with her. Steals the basketball away. One-on-one the other way. Kelsey takes the shot. It will not go. Rebound brought down by Van Meter. And both coaches telling me how they can't make those shots lately. And it is evident tonight as Stahl takes a 15-footer. It's no good. The ball is kicked out of bounds. And it'll belong to Wood River. 3:13 to go, third quarter, 30-11, Wood River. Just one more win than Gibbon. As we said, the teams that Gibbon is beating, Wood River is losing to, and the teams that Wood River is beating, Gibbon is losing to. So we just didn't know what the matchup would be, but figured it would be closer than this. 19-point deficit. Up the floor with it, drawing the double-team Fisher. She comes across the timeline, whirls it over to the left wing. Three-pointer on the way, no good for Herman. And it'll be Micah Stahl to grab her second rebound for the Buffaloes. Baker into the front court, stops the top of the circle, gives it off to Van Meter. Swings it on the left wing to Kate Baker. Starts to the baseline, nothing there. Back out to Stahl. 2:40 to go here, third quarter. Rotate right side, Brown. Brown into the corner. Gibbon just continuing to pass the ball around. Ball fake Baker. Can't get the shot away. Out to Stahl. 14-footer. Good. Micah Stahl with her first bucket of the ball game. 30-13, Wood River. With 2:20 to go here in quarter number three. Eagles bring it across the timeline. Stutter dribble this time for Burkhart. Swings it over to Herman. Down on the low block, there's Rojas. Turns into a double team. Kicks it out for a three-point attempt that is good, but they wave off the Burkhart miss by calling 3 seconds on Rojas, the 10th turnover for Wood River. She posted up. They gave her the ball. She put it on the floor, turned to take the shot, ran into the double team, then kicked it out. And by that time, more than 3 seconds had elapsed. Hannah Cutterback back in for the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes. Also in is Nisha Altman. Baker, and Stahl on the floor. Gibbon trouble breaking the 10-second mark, and now Bossert steals it away and has it stolen right back. She tried to make a fancy wraparound pass there to Fisher, and Gibbon was ready for it. Across the timeline to Micah Stahl. Strong on the left wing, takes the left-hand dribble into the corner and kicks it back out and going for the steal. Herman with contact and the foul. First foul of the half on Wood River, first foul of the game on Caitlin Herman. And back in will be Kaylee Gill. One of three senior starters, along with Fisher and Bossert for Coach Darren Parlin. 30-13, Wood River, 1:45 to go here in the third quarter of play. Give it off the inbound, dump it to Cutterback, back out of the wing to Stahl, now out to the Baker gals. Down low, Altman kicks it back out to Baker, trouble getting the pass and a nice save there by Melissa Baker using the leg of her opponent, Caitlin Herman, ricocheting it off of that and out of bounds to keep possession. Gibbon throws it all the way out at midcourt to start this one. And a hand check foul going to be called on Alexis Burkhart, it looks like. Trying to get off that dribble, Baker, and you can see her lose her balance. Burkhart with her second personal foul. And the ball will belong to the Buffaloes. Gibbon will toss it into midcourt. Kate Baker uses the left-hand dribble, dumps it into the corner to Melissa. Ball fake, brings it back out top. Nowhere to get the open shot. Ball deflected away, and it is going to be stolen away by Burkhart. Burkhart to Bossert, right-hand corner, open 12-footer on the way. No good that time by Herman. And we've got a foul underneath trying to get position for the rebound. And let's see who they call. Oh, looks like Cutterback. Second on Hannah. Fourth team foul of the half here on Gibbon. Baugh in and Herman out for Wood River. Eagle ball underneath their own hoop. Minute 11 to go in quarter number three. 30-13 Wood River. Inbound to Burkhart. Fakes the three. Drives one-hand runner over Altman. No good. Bossert crashes the boards and gets fouled. Kelly to the line to shoot a pair of free throws after grabbing the offensive board. And Nisha Altman called for her first personal foul. Bossert was at the line a couple of times in the first quarter. She is 2 of 3. She has a game-high 12 points. And the first free throw is no good. Checking in is Michaela Walker for Gibbon. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Shelton, and Alda, as well as the World Wide Web, FlatRiverPreps.com. Bossert's second free throw up, and it is in. That'll make it 31-13. Wood River by 18, putting that full court pressure on. Ball deflected out of bounds on the far side in front of the Wood River fans. And Cutterback to toss it in. Hannah looking for Walker. Gets it to her on the short inbounds pass. She'll take a couple of dribbles up ahead to Baker. And then trying to steal the ball from behind. A foul called on Alexis Burkhart. That is her third and the team's third of the half. Team's making a couple of substitutions here, and Gibbon will have it underneath their own hoop. Still staying in a man on the inbound, the Eagles, and the ball deflected by Bossert into the hands of Kelsey Baugh, but then they stop and walk. Fisher was trying to grab her balance right there in front of the scorer's table, but the official said, nope. Five turnovers in the quarter on Wood River, seven on Gibbon. 56 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play, and Wood River on cruise control, leading it 31-13. Baugh goes for the steal. Baugh gets the steal. Baugh goes in, has a shot blocked out of bounds by Melissa Baker. So Baker's staying there with the hustle. The 5'3 senior said, not this time. So Wood River will have to try and get underneath their own hoop with 44 seconds to go in the third quarter. Baugh into the corner to Herman. Up top to Bossert, skips into the left-hand corner to Bond. Nobody goes out on her, and Kelsey drains the three. Off the inbound, Gibbon didn't have anybody within 7 feet of her, and Baugh with her second bucket now has 5 points. Gibbon tries to answer. Baker with a three at the other end. No good. Baseball pass off the rebound. Bossert up ahead to Fisher. Layup is good. And 5 quick ones for Wood River, and now they're up by 23, 36-13, 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. Given in the front court, they give it to Baker. Cut it back on the left elbow, right back over to Melissa Baker, 5 seconds. Up top, Kate Baker has to force the three. It is no good, and it goes out of bounds with just a tenth of a second left here on the clock. So Wood River will throw it in, and we'll head to the fourth quarter of play. Wood River 36. And Gibbon 13, we'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods. A Division Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
We head to the fourth quarter here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. With this one decided, it is Wood River shutting down Gibbon. They forced him into 23 turnovers in the first three quarters, and they lead it 36-13. Gibbon will get the ball to begin the fourth quarter of play. Kate Baker leads them with 5. Kelly Bossert has 13 to lead Wood River. So back into action here. Sorry about that. Here in the fourth quarter, as Gibbon will try to get into the high post stall, looks for the back cutter, but it's a little wide. Baker takes the shot from 17. No good. Fighting for the loose ball. Rebound brought down by Harley Brown, and there was a foul called. That's the right call, too. Kaylee Gill ripped her arm, and one of the officials closest was screened away from the play, so good job there as Gill with her first foul. Gibbon ball underneath their own hoop. On the inbound, they get it to Baker. And a foul on what might be a three. Where was she? Yeah, it was a three-pointer. And Melissa Baker will go to line to shoot 3 free throws off the inbound. So they got tangled up going for the steal. And the foul on Kelsey Baugh is her second. So at the line is Melissa Baker. Hit a three-pointer back into first quarter. And puts this free throw up. And it is in. 36-14, your score. Second free throw, bouncing around, it's no good. 1 of 2 there for Baker, and she's got one more to go. And it's on the way, and it's good. So Melissa gets 2 of 3, 36-15, Wood River in control. Going to get their 7th win of the season tonight, and then play next Tuesday in the conference tournament here at home against Adams Central. And they beat Adams Central in overtime, their highest scoring game of the year, just a week ago, 63-58 here on their home court, by far the most points they've scored this year, even without the overtime, as Wood River tosses it out of bounds at the other end. Gibbon with the ball at the top of the circle. Tosses it to the left-hand corner. Brown tries to double. Dribble through the double team and dribbles it off the leg. Gives it right back. 24th turnover for Gibbon. Bossert picks up the loose ball to Fisher. Hustles it into the front court. Back out to Kelly. She'll try a three and nothing but net for the 5'9 senior post player. She doesn't get a chance to put those up very often. She buries that one for her 16th point. 39-15. Wood River's 5 of 12 beyond the arc. Pretty good shooting from beyond the arc tonight. As Stahl dribbles in, there's a collision. She kicks it out on the wing to Melissa Baker. Baker's jumper is up and in. So four in a row there for Baker, and she's got 7, 39-17. Both teams want to get a few more points on the board here in the fourth quarter, especially Gibbon, after they just haven't been able to make anything go tonight. Now the Eagles drop the ball again, and out of bounds it goes. So Gibbon will get the ball back here in the backcourt. Wood River takes the pressure off, and the Buffs will throw it in to Harley Brown. Brown will bring it down the middle of the floor, unguarded, and a sag on her. They don't expect her to do anything from the outside. With it up top now is Kate Baker, swings it over to Brown on the right wing to Stahl, spreading the floor against the Eagle man-to-man, trying to get it down to Van Meter, and the ball deflected off Van Meter and out of bounds. Getting a fingertip on it was Fisher, and then it bounced off Van Meter, and Wood River will get to take the ball out. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, and then we'll get you ready for the boys' game. As they dump it down to Gill, back out top, faking the three as Burkhart starts to drive and leaves it off for Baugh. Penetration right side of the lane, gets it off in the corner to Fisher, reverses it to the weak side to Burkhart. All this ball movement, still some really good defense by Gibbon, and now Burkhart will be fouled by Brown. Harley with her fourth personal foul of the game, sixth team foul on Gibbon. Wood River will take it out underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in will be Kelsey Baugh. Eagles try to get set here as they box the lane. Dump it into the corner to Burkhart. They don't guard her, so she'll shoot the three and nail it. Alexis Burkhart with her 10th point of the ball game and her second three, 42-17. At the other end, Brown tries a three. That's off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Connor Fisher, her third. Baker knocks the ball out of bounds. And Rojas, with the stoppage of play, we'll check in here for the Eagles. Again, tomorrow night, we'll be bringing you the undefeated Kearney Catholic boys hosting the Class B number one ranked McCook Bison. 6:30 is your tip-off tomorrow night here on Classic Hits. Eagles try to lob it into Rojas, and stepping in, Harley Brown deflects it away. And as Gibbon heads up the floor, we've got a reach-in foul on Wood River. Looks like it's on Baugh. And for Kelsey, that'll be her third. Team fouls are even at 6 apiece. Michigan leading Purdue tonight in Big Ten men's basketball, 44-40 with 13.5 to go in that ball game. The last time Purdue upset Michigan last year on senior night, they were looking for some revenge at home tonight, and it's still another close game. Off the pick, Baker casts up the three-pointer. It rattles in and out for Kate, and the rebound goes off of Wood River. Nobody grabbed it. Just deflected off of Bossert, so Gibbon will get another chance. Exactly 5 minutes to go in this 42-17 contest for the Eagles. Brown tries to get it to the backside. The ball knocked away. Steal made. Foul given. And that's probably it for Harley Brown. And now we're into shooting free throws in the 1-1. Great hustle play that time by Wood River. Saved it into Rojas. And Rojas now will get to shoot the 1-1. She made 1 of 2 last quarter for her only point so far of the game. Julia, a 5'9 junior. And Brown will leave us tonight with 1 point, 4 rebounds, and a block shot, and 4:57 to go here in the contest. On the floor for the Eagles will be Herman, Rojas, Burkhart, Fisher, and Bossert. And the front end of the 1-1 skips out for Rojas, and the rebound brought down by Emma Van Meter. She does have 9 boards up ahead to Baker. And a timeout going to be called here by the Gibbon Buffaloes. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for Little Caesars Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney at a concession stand near you. 42-17 Wood River with 4:50 to go in the game. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back to high school basketball here at Wood River. As we have 4:50 to go in the ball game out of the Gibbon timeout, trying to find a way to finish this with a few more buckets as they trail in the game 42-17. With it on the right wing is Van Meter. Back out top, dribbling the ball in place is Baker against the man-to-man. Over to Cutterback. Anna will swing it back over to Baker. Her pass is going to be knocked away. Trying to come up with it cleanly is Burkhart. She finally does secure it. Waits for the rest of her team. They'll get into their offense. Down low, Rojas right underneath. Lays it up and in. Great job of posting up by Rojas. The assist to Caitlin Herman. And Julia with her first bucket of the ball game. She's got 3 points. 44-17. At the other end, Melissa Baker drives in. Runs into the defense and kicks it back out to Kate. Van Meter now. Into the paint. The runner off the glass. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Kelly Bossert. Her seventh of the ball game. Needs some help. Now just goes with the ball fake. Says, I'll dribble it up myself. And tosses it to Burkhart in the front court. Man-to-man by Gibbon right now. Trying to put some pressure on out there is Baker. Burkhart gets by her. Nice dump underneath to Bossert, who lays it up and in. Got by her defender. Got some backside help. But that backside help left Kelly Bossert all alone. And she now has 18 points. She had the easy part, though, as Burkhart did the work that time. With it up top is Cutterback. Bossert, the all-time leading scorer for Wood River girls. Baker, top of the circle for three. No good that time for Melissa. Runs down her own rebound just before it goes out of bounds on the far side. Second chance here for the Buffaloes. 3 minutes to go. 46-17 Wood River. Gibbon up top to Stahl. Back to Baker, off the screen. Then her shot is going to be blocked right into the hands of Cutterback. Her put-up is no good. And here comes Wood River. Herman got the block shot in that fray. And I think you're going to start to see the benches clear here a little bit. And Wood River is going to call a timeout so that Coach Parlin can get some more kids into the ball game. 2:40 left to go in the contest. It's all Wood River, 46-17 over Gibbon. We'll be right back.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River, and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Cherry Dunn and the fine folks here at Wood River. We've got 2:40 to go in the game. Alyssa Brown and Maddie Luer have checked in for Wood River. It's their ball. Over to Caitlin Herman up top to Baugh. She stays in there with Rojas, so a mixture of starters and players right off the bench. Herman wrap around to Luer, working on Nisha Altman, who checked back in. Out top, they'll go to Brown. Sophomore needs to get it over to Baugh. 46-17 Wood River. We're down to 2:10 to go in the game. Misco Sports postgame show. When we finish up, also back in for Gibbon is Michaela Walker. driving in. Nice bounce pass to Baugh from Herman, but Baugh decided not to take the shot. She just dribbled right down the baseline, popped out in the corner. She'll throw it out front to Brown, being hassled there by Baker. And we get a foul called. Thought we might be 5 seconds, but a foul going to be called on Kate Baker. Her first, but both teams are in the bonus. And so a chance here for the sophomore, Alyssa Brown, to get into the scorebook. Last two games for Wood River are at home. They've got three more home games because they've got a conference game here Tuesday against Adams Central. And the free throw is off the front of the rim, sitting there, and it won't go. Rebound brought down by Altman, her second. Giving up the floor with a minute 45 to go. Down 46-17 up top, Baker. Swings it on the left wing to Cutterback. Top of the circle they go to Walker. Back over to Kate Baker. Can't shake free of the defender. Gets it down on the low post. Cutterback, turnaround, jumper, score it, and she's fouled. Gibbon would love to get that ball down low more often. Bossert's on the bench, so that opens up the post a little more, and Cutterback able to take advantage for her first bucket of the ball game. And she'll put up the free throw here to try to complete the three-point play. The foul on Luer is her second, and the free throw won't go, and Luer will get the rebound. Almost stolen away by Walker. She was high into weeds there, knew where the pass was going, and just about stole it away. Brown back up top. Into the ball game now is Jessica Rowart for the Eagles of Wood River. Madison DeVore out with illness for Wood River. So everybody that's suited, I believe, now in the game for Wood River. Not a deep bench here. Minute 15 to go, 46-19. Wood River will go to 7-11. Gibbon will drop to 5-12. Rojas on the low post, cut off by Cutterback. Tries to kick it out to Brown. It's stolen away by Kate Baker. And Gibbon gets the ball back up to Walker. A minute left in the game. Over to Altman. Right back out to Walker. Long three. Getting a hand on it was Herman. That's actually Caitlin's second block. Gibbon picks up the loose ball with Van Meter. And they'll get another chance here. Kate Baker looking in for Cutterback. Now double team. Back out on the wing to Walker. Keeping it around the perimeter to the high post. Altman back to the bucket out to Cutterback. Cutterback to the free throw line. Does everything she can to force the shot, but Luer won't do it. She got a hand in her face. Now Altman to Baker. Baker gets between two defenders, and you heard the whistle. She is fouled. And the foul will be on Rojas, her first. And free throws coming up here. It's a 1-1 for Kate Baker. Call it a non-shooting foul. And the free throw is off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Rojas. With 30 seconds remaining in the game, and Gibbon in danger of being held to their lowest point total of the year. Try to get it to Rojas, and Cutterback puts her hand out and knocks it away. See if Gibbon can score on their final possession. Baker, the long-range 19-footer, no good. Rebound comes out to Rowart. 7 seconds to go, stolen away by Walker. Walker underneath the short jumper by Van Meter up and in, and that will get put into the 20s, and for the second straight game held at 21 points, but a little different. They were playing state-rated Kearney Catholic last time out. But that is the end of the basketball game here this evening. The final score, the Wood River Lady Eagles 46 and the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes 21. We will take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes. Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to Wood River. It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Get your game on at Misco's now, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco, she'll be better equipped for the games you play. Let's take a look at the final numbers in our girls' portion of tonight's Lou Platt Conference doubleheader. First of all, for the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes, six different players scored, but nobody into double figures. Hannah Cutterback, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Harley Brown, 1 point, 4 rebounds, 1 block. Emma Van Meter, 4 points and a game-high 9 rebounds. Nisha Altman, 2 rebounds. Melissa Baker, a team-high 7 points, 2 rebounds and a block shot. Micah Stahl, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Kate Baker, 5 points, 3 rebounds. And Michaela Walker had 1 rebound. 15 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 2 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting for the Buffaloes, 2 of 7 in the first half, 0 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 15 in the first half and 11 in the second half. Gibbon just could not score tonight. 7 points in the first half, 14 in the second half. The Buffaloes finished with 21 points, 27 rebounds, 3 out of 7 at the free throw line, 2 of 15 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 26 turnovers. Gibbon is now 5-12 on the season, and they will get ready for Monday night's game in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. They will host St. Paul at 7 o'clock. We'll be back and look at the numbers for the Wood River Lady Eagles right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And we're back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Final numbers for the Wood River Lady Eagles. 7 different players scored. Kelsey Baugh, 5 points, 1 rebound. Alexis Burkhart, 10 points, 1 rebound. Caitlin Herman, 6 points, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks. Connor Fisher, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Julia Rojas, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Jessica Rowert had a rebound. Maddie Luer had a rebound. Kaylee Gill, 2 points, 5 rebounds. And once again leading the way for Wood River, their all-time leading scorer, Kelly Bossert, 18 points, 7 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting for Wood River, 2 of 5 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 7 in the first half, 3 of 6 in the second half. So they shot well from outside the arc. Turnovers, 7 in the first half and 10 in the second half. Wood River had 23 points in each half, and they finished with 46 points, 24 rebounds. 4 out of 11 at the free throw line, 6 of 13 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, and 17 turnovers. As Wood River's Lady Eagles improved to 7-11 on the year with a 46-21 win over Gibbon, Wood River will host a quarterfinal game in the Lou Platt Conference Tuesday night against Adams Central at 7 o'clock, a team that they beat 1 week ago tonight in overtime. And that is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, thanking you for your business. Looking forward to serving you in 2013. Get your game on at Misco's. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. We're